This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
He'll be whistling while he works. He'll be whistling while he works. He'll be whistling, he'll be whistling, whistling while he works. She'll be tending her garden green. She'll be tending her garden green. She'll be tending, tending their garden green. She'll be making, making sugar pie. He'll be kissing her each night. He'll be kissing her each night. He'll be kissing, kissing her each night.
It's a real treat to have Annie Patterson and Peter Blood here in the studio on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. You may know Annie from her work with the O-Tones, a Western Mass band. She's got a couple CDs out of her own, Meet Me by the Moonlight, and the most recent one, I don't have it on my collection yet.
Oh my
but
gosh.
We're going to have to get it into our collection. It's called Mountainside. And with some help from some people that are from the Western Mass area, right?
Well, they're pretty widely known. The Neils, Tracy Grammer, Jim Henry, some great musicians.
Excellent musicians. So want to just tell us a little bit about that song, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what you've been up to.
Well, that song's called Hallelujah. Big surprise there. Yep. It's written by a Canadian artist named Catherine Wheatley. And we got to meet Catherine when we were up in Ontario. And she is a phenomenal performer. And we just love that song. So we've been doing it on our tour and teaching it to people and kind of introducing folks to an array of Canadian folk musicians who are really wonderful folks.
Annie and Peter have been involved in bringing back to life more group singing, and you may be familiar with the book that came out in 1988, and that was called Rise Up Singing. Is that correct?
That's right.
And it's practically the Bible of group singing, and now we have a sequel to that, and it's called Rise Again.
Some people call the new book the New Testament, but we don't actually use
that. Yeah, we don't endorse that so much. But it is fun to see folks get excited about 1,200 more songs. There's no crossover.
And this book is huge. I was showing some classmates. I had a reunion recently, and I brought out this advanced copy that I received, and they were so thrilled, and especially the folks that I used to sing along with in the younger days. And it has nearly 1,200 songs, and it's just a phenomenal book. So tell us a little bit about what happened for you to even create the first chapter.
Well, we really created the first book because we did a lot of group singing ourselves in different settings, camps and schools and churches and different kinds of places. And we found that we wanted to have people be able to sing along fully with us. A lot of performers, of course, encourage people to sing the chorus or a refrain or something like that with them. But we wanted people to be able to sing even more than that. And we wanted people to have lyrics. And, you know, some groups would run off little song sheets or things like that for people, but they didn't last very well. So we wanted to have a book that had the words to lots and lots of songs, everything from Beatles to Broadway to campfire songs and gospel and everything in between. And Pete Seeger loved this book, and what he loved about the book was that it was so diverse. He said there's lots of books you can get that will have blues in it or gospel or something else, maybe rock and roll, but not one book that has a wide range of things. So we really put together that book mostly of the songs that we sang the most with people and that were easy to sing in groups.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests, Annie Patterson and Peter Blood. How about another tune? We'll come back and talk a little bit more about this whole project.
Sure. We're going to do a song written by Ruth Moody.
Another Canadian song.
Of the Waylon Jennies. We put this song in Rise Again partly because I am an old-timey banjo player from way back and love Ruth Moody's songs. This song is called Glory Bound.
When I hear that trumpet sound, I will lay my burdens down. I will lay them deep into the ground. Then I'll know that I am glory bound. I'll be traveling far from home, won't be looking for to roam. I'll be crossing o'er that great divide. In a better home soon I will reside. In place, I'll look on my mother's face. Nevermore will I have to know all the loneliness that plagues me so. Coming from. Listen, can you hear her on the track? When I board, I won't be looking back. Thank you.
Anderson on the vocal and on the banjo. Peter Blood playing the fiddle, doing a little backup vocal. In the preface for Rise Again songbook that just came out, Pete Seeger wrote in February 2014, "The older I get, the more I'm convinced that if there's a human race still here in 100 years, one of the main reasons will be that we found ways we can sing together. Different religions, different languages, the act of singing together makes us realize we're human beings. We can't put it in words. To a certain extent, all the arts are important, the dancing arts, cooking arts, humor arts, sports. But if we're still here, I believe singing will be a main reason why. Not solo singing, singing together. Families can sing together. Strangers can sing together. People who think they hate each other can sing together. And perhaps if we find the right songs, even people who are so filled with hate they are ready to pull the trigger on somebody, we can reach them too. Who knows?" And that's the preface from the new publication, Rise Again Songbook. Our guests are the creators of the songbook, Annie Patterson and Peter Blood. Wow, that's just so powerful to see that preface from Pete Seeger. And as Peter said earlier, Pete Seeger was very, very fond of this work that you two have been doing.
Yeah, Pete supported our work. He really loved Rise Up Singing. He talked about it from the stage. He encouraged people to use it, not so much so that people would have their noses in a book, but so that they could just be encouraged, you know, have the lyrics in front of them, have those songs that meant so much to him, that he wanted people to learn not just the protest songs, not just the songs that talk about social justice, which were so important, but he really had a lot of favorites for singing with kids and singing with families.
I really enjoyed seeing him and, you know, when he would do the sing-alongs and getting the children involved. And he actually recorded with children as well.
He was passionate
about
it.
So he was very inclusive in that way, bringing many voices together.
You know, people may not quite realize what Pete's alluding to at the end of that preface. He had a very powerful experience during the Vietnam War. He was doing a concert once not far from his home, and he was not always well-loved in the Valley. Sometimes people thought he was a little too left-wing or other kinds of things. And once a young man, a veteran, went to one of his concerts intending to kill him, to shoot him at the concert because he was angry about friends of his who had died in Vietnam and felt Pete wasn't supporting the troops enough. And he went to the concert, and he came up to Pete afterwards, and he said, "I was planning to shoot you, and I couldn't do it. When I heard the songs, it touched my heart. I just wasn't able to be at that place anymore." And Pete saw that as a kind of a sign of what music can do to be able to reach through people's sense of tension and anger and being really stuck to a new place.
What a great story. Our guests in the studio are Annie Patterson and Peter Blood. We'll have more in just a moment.
Every day, NPR's All Things Considered includes news.
If this issue is not important enough for us to draw a line in the sand, what issue is?
Plus, the unexpected.
The wing, the skin, the neck, the heart, you're making chicken meatballs, cooking the knee cartilage.
All Things Considered from NPR News. The news and a few surprises.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Concord Birth Center, an independent state-licensed birthing facility offering personalized midwifery care, including prenatal labor, birth and postpartum services, ConcordBirthCenter.com. And Northeast Delta Dental, providing dental benefits to businesses of all sizes and individuals throughout New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. 800-537-1715. Annie Patterson and Peter Blood are here in the studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. And I just love both of these, what they call the Bibles of group singing, the Rise Up Singing book, and then the sequel to it, Rise Again Songbook. You folks are out doing some touring in support of the new publications, isn't that right? So you're bringing some other people to join you
across the
country?
Gosh. We've been having such a blast. We feel so honored to have a group of core musicians that we've been performing with. In California, we were in Northern California. We started out in Wisconsin, in Madison, with Joe Jenks and Lou and Peter Berriman. and some other phenomenal folks helping us out. And then in California, we brought in some locals out there that we really love their music and want to support them, you know, Betsy Rose and all these wonderful artists out there. And then here in the Northeast, we've asked, you know, Kim and Reggie Harris and
Emma's Revolution.
Emma's Revolution,
John
Magpie, all of those folks. A lot of these folks are in the local 1000 Musicians Union along with us. But they're all songwriters that have songs in Rise Again. And it's just been a joy and a privilege to work with them.
Now, Peter, you hail from Michigan originally, is that correct?
I do.
And what about you, Annie?
I grew up in Ardmore, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. And so I'm a Pennsylvania gal. I went to college in Pittsburgh. So we moved up from Philadelphia to the New England area about 9 years ago.
And how did the two of you come to create the first edition of the book in 1988? What happened for you that you came to do that?
Well, when I met Peter, he had already created, with the help of some other folks, a kind of an underground songbook that was widely popular. But it was printed in little basement, you know, printing press, very small volumes, just started out as a vehicle to help friends have a chance to mm-hmm. sing. And when I met him, I thought, gosh, we have this in common. We love to lead singing. I was performing as a folk performer back then. And so we put our heads together. Peter, through the help of Pete and Toshi Seeger, Peter and I decided we'd go to Sing Out magazine. And with their help and some of the savings that we had kept from the previous publication, we recreated it and added a lot more songs and made Rise Up Singing. And I think both of us had this sheer love of music that we grew up with in our families and wanted to share it with the world, really. We had no idea it would take off and be such a popular, you know, million books selling entity, but it took off and people loved it.
How about another song, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the new edition.
We're going to do a song now written by a favorite artist of ours, David Roth. He is
lives in Boston.
Phenomenal songwriter. He is well-loved, and this song is called I Stand for Love. It really embodies everything that Peter and I believe in the work we're doing, in the songbook work we're doing, and in the music work we're doing. I stand for love, I stand for peace, I stand for joy and for release, for what is beautiful and true. I stand for hope, I stand for you, you know our world is in great pain. She needs our loving care again. But there are those who fail to see what we have done and what we need. There is a cost for every act, and now there is no turning back. We burn a bridge, we bang a drum. It's time to rise. The time has come to stand for love, to stand for peace, to stand for joy and for relief. For what is beautiful and true, I stand for hope, I stand for you. If you're thinking it's not urgent, that we've got more time to kill, well, if I'm not the one who'll change things, then for heaven's sake, who will? So I will move, and I will climb that mountain one step at a time.
I won't be swayed. I will not stop until we made it to the top, where we will stand for love and peace. We'll stand for joy and for release, for what is beautiful and true. We'll stand for hope, we'll stand for you.
Annie Patterson and Peter Blood here in our studio doing a David Roth tune. He just came out with a new CD.
He's a busy guy.
He is a busy guy living in the Cape, I believe.
And traveling a lot.
Yeah. He asked, I wanted him to come and visit us here at the Folk Show. He said, well, if you get me a gig up there, I'll come by. I'll come by. But right now I'm kind of busy.
Always thinking about the gigs.
We hoped we were going to have him in one of our concerts this fall, but he couldn't fit it in. But maybe
right.
later.
He's a busy, busy man. But his music is included in the new book. Is that right?
That's right. He has a couple songs in there. I think both of them are songs he's performed with Ann Hills, who he often performs with.
And we have some Ann Hills songs in there. I mean, it was very hard to figure out, you know, we had Rise Up Singing, 1,200 songs. Okay, now we're going to make another book with 1,200 more songs and absolutely no crossover, because some people think there is, but there isn't. And we vetted about 5,000 songs, but we really couldn't put them all in. And believe me, we wanted to. So maybe there'll be another
no
sequel someday.
There are no duplicates?
There are no duplicates. Ah. All new songs.
These are all new songs.
Your Rise Up Singing will never become outmoded. You can always keep your Rise Up Singing.
Oh, yeah. No, I should say maybe some are new and some they're just different because, you know, we put in a lot of the same kinds of themes. We wanted the book to be fun for families and just cross all kinds of genres.
You've got some crazy categories. you've got, well, not so crazy, old-timey and bluegrass, but you've got rock around the clock and you've
early
got
rock and roll.
Surfing USA.
Rock and later rock.
Farm and Prairie. You've got British Invasion and rock. Now, are all these songs family friendly?
Well, it depends on how old your kids are, because I would say some of these songs in this book, we really wanted to include songs that appeal to all kinds of folks that are singing. So we have a pub song chapter because we know there are folks singing in pubs all across the country and around the world. And some of the songs are maybe a little bawdy, so you might not want to sing them with your six-year-old.
Most of the bawdy songs are kind of coded words, so your kids probably won't know what they're about.
That's
unless
right.
you.
And there's also songs in here for hospice situations. We wanted to take a nod to the Threshold Choir, the movement that Kate Munger has really founded and is working towards, and the healing songs that are out there. So there's lots of different ways that we touch down on the ways we feel, you know, singing is helping people and giving them a lot of joy.
People often ask how the book is different, and the book is the same in format. It's basically the same kind of chord system and layout. There's no music in it except for on rounds. But what is different is that even though the first book was diverse, there were a lot of genres that were a little bit thin. So there was very little blues. There was very little country. There wasn't a lot of Motown. So the new book, we tried to basically flesh out, and there's whole chapters of jazz songs, whole chapter of country songs, a whole chapter of blues. So I think that we went actually to the people who we knew who were real experts in this area. We went to Mary Flower to help us with the blues songs. We asked some of the jazz musicians, Annie knows because she sings in two different jazz bands, asked them for really good recommendations. What do you think are the standards that would also be singable by kind of a lay musician, not too difficult ones? And so they sent us lists, and of course we did way through them. But we also went to artists in Canada, sing-along groups in Canada, send us their favorite songs that we weren't familiar with. So the songs, for instance, there's a lot of Nueva Canción songs from Latin America, political songs from down there that we didn't know, but people who knew those kinds of songs said, these are songs that are essential. And we went onto YouTube, and they had 5 million hits. So we knew a lot of people were singing these songs in Latin America. So it does have a lot more diversity than the first book.
How long did it take you to pull this all together, or did the work never stop from the first time?
You know, the work never stopped, but we, partly because we were singing out of Rise of Singing for a long time, and you know, after you do it for a while, you do get a little tired of leading the same songs over and over again. But also, we knew people wanted more songs. So in 1998, we actually started on this project thinking that we were going to do a songbook with our then publisher, Sing Out. And for various reasons, it just didn't really work to do it. And the project had to get shelved. And years would go by. All these great new songs have been written by phenomenal people. Like, people love to play ukulele now. They love Jason Mraz. They love all these wonderful, you know, other kinds of songwriters.
Avett Brothers, Decembrists, Green
Day,
all kinds of new bands.
Phenomenal.
Or not so new bands.
Phenomenal songwriters like Pat Humphries of Emma's Revolution and Sandy O, her singing partner. You know, they've been writing great songs. All these other artists. So it was time. We said about, I think 5 years ago, we said about gathering folks together, a community of song leaders that we respect, helped us do this project. It took a village to do it.
We're visiting with Annie Patterson and Peter Blood about the new sequel to the Rise Up Singing book called Rise Again. We'll visit some more and hear more music in a moment here at New Hampshire Public Radio.
I'm Laura Kanoy, and tomorrow on The Exchange, oh, Canada. Our neighbors to the north vote Monday to elect a new federal government. We'll discuss the issues that have defined this campaign, including the Keystone Pipeline and the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. And we'll find out how the election results could affect these matters, as well as the broader U.S.-Canada relationship. Send us your thoughts by email or Facebook and join us for The Exchange tomorrow morning live at 9 and again at 8 p.m. on NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Music Hall of Portsmouth, where October films include Lily Tomlin in Grandma and Roger Waters' The Wall, shown at 7 p.m. in the Historic Theater. Tickets at themusichall.org. And Hemingway Trust Company, offering full wealth advisory services and creating a customized approach to meet each other's goals, agmtrust.com. And American Precision Museum in Windsor, Vermont, presenting a model engineering show and maker space on October 24th with model machines, demos, kids activities. Details at windsorvt.org. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're talking about Rise Again, the new group singing songbook conceived, developed, and edited by Peter Blood and Annie Patterson. How about another song? We'll talk about some more songs after we hear a song.
It's so great to do the songs, and what a great opportunity to tell people about some of these. This next song is called Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning. It's a gospel song. It's been around for a long time. Various artists have performed it. I am a big fan of Tim O'Brien and listened to him when he was in Hot Rise many years ago and still follow him. I love bluegrass music. I love all kinds of country songs. And so I heard his version of this and thought, wow, want to learn more about it. So here we're going to do Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning. Troubles and trials are almost over. Troubles and trials are almost over. Troubles and trials are almost over. See, when the Lord is done, troubles and trials are almost over. Troubles and trials are almost over. Troubles and trials are almost over. See, when the Lord is done, keep your lamp trimmed and a burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and a burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and a burning. See what my Lord has done. Heaven's journey is almost over. Heaven's journey is almost over. Heaven's journey is almost over. See what my Lord has done. Brother, don't you worry. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. See what my Lord has done. Thank you.
keep your lamp trimmed and a-burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and a-burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and a-burning. See what my Lord has done. 2,000 years have come and gone now. Years have come and gone now. 2,000 years have come and gone now. See what my Lord has done. Sister, don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. See what my Lord has done. Many are gone but not forgotten. Many are gone but not forgotten. Many are gone but not forgotten. See what my Lord has done. Keep your lamp trimmed and a-burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and a-burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and a-burning. See what my Lord has done. Keep your lamp trimmed and a-burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and a-burning. Whoa, whoa, keep it burning. See what my Lord has done.
Annie Patterson and Peter Blood. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. It's a real treat to have the creators of the sequel to the Rise Up Singing book. It's called Rise Again Songbook with 1,200 new songs, and that's words and chords. And if you have any question about those chords, if you're a novice, you can just go to the back page of the book and you'll find a chord chart. And so you can maybe even instruct yourself on how to handle some of these.
A lot of guitar teachers like to use it because it gives their students a chance to find songs they know and they can practice different simple songs.
You can also go to our website, which is riseupandsing.org, and we're going to have some information there on our chord system because it is a little different. And sometimes people want to know a little bit more about that.
Sure. And, you know, if you haven't heard a song before, this is one really great way to actually turn yourself on to new songs. So, you know, you open the book and you see the song. Maybe it's under a category that you really want to sing about. Maybe it is surf music, or maybe it is about work songs or spiritual songs.
People often like to know, how can I learn the music if there's no music in the book? Well, I can tell you three ways. The best way to do it is to go to concerts of people who wrote the songs or buy their CDs. Another way you can do it is to go to song circles. Like, there's a new song circle just starting in Concord in a week or two. It's going to meet at the Concord Friends meeting up in Canterbury. They're starting a new song circle. And there's another song circle that meets in Millbury. It's been meeting for many years. But the third way, which is way we use the most to learn these songs ourselves and putting the book together, is YouTube. If you put in the name of the song and maybe the person who wrote it or somebody who recorded the song that's listed underneath the song, you can often find three or four wonderful, wonderful YouTube videos. And all the songs we've done, for instance, in this particular show today, have wonderful YouTube videos of them. And you go on there and you hear the people who maybe wrote them or recorded them, and you got it right there in your living room, and you can email it to your friend in Japan or in Korea or in Germany and say, hey, I just learned this great new song out of this book, and you can listen to it too.
How long do you think it would take to record a companion CD?
Well, I kind of know because we did do that with Rise Up Singing. We made teaching discs. It took a long time. And what we were doing on a shoestring budget was, you know, piecing together enough of the song to teach it and then moving on to the next one in order. And it took quite a while and a lot of just going forward with it. I think with Rise Again, what I really hope to do in the future would be to just take some of the chapters and have fun with them and record them, because people love hearing these songs, one right after another.
One of the things we're going to do on our website very soon, within the next few weeks, is there'll be an online song database. And if you put in the name of a song out of the book, it'll click you right away to both links to the artist who wrote it, but also to YouTube videos of the song. So it'll be very, very easy to find them.
And that information's also under each song in the book. So.
What a great resource.
Yeah.
But you're making it so easy.
That's the idea, hopefully.
You've done all the hard work.
I hope so.
It was a lot of work.
You've done all the hard work. That is a lot of work. Now, what do you do when you're not out supporting the book and you're not out doing the shows?
Sleep.
So you're getting some rest?
No, for years, you know, people think, oh, gosh, these guys must be doing rolling over in royalties and whatnot. But actually, we haven't been. Peter is a nurse. He's a nursing professor. He retired in order to make Rise Again. I am an art teacher and taught art and music. And so we live other lives. You know, we're parents. We know the struggles of raising teenagers into adulthood. And so, yeah, a lot of those passions in our regular life poured into making these books.
Did you do the artwork for the cover?
I did not do the artwork for the cover. That artwork is by Vermont artist Mary Azarian.
Did she do the first one also?
No, she did not. And so Mary did the cover, and we love it. It's a woodcut. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see more of her work, I encourage you to go online and check that out. She's phenomenal. And then I did all the each chapter heading has a little bit of art, and there's lots of little art throughout the book. I did all the chapter headings and some of the other art, and then I hired and asked some other artists, Mona Schibber and Megan Merker, to help me within the book. And the idea, of course, is to make it feel kind of homegrown, feel a little cozy. You know, your kid can kind of flip through. If they don't read yet, they can look at the pictures. And also the idea is to, there's all this empty space because we don't want to have people have to turn a page mid-song. So what do you do with the empty space? Put art in there. Make
great.
It be a kind of art fest, music fest.
I'm sitting with Annie Patterson and Peter Blood. I feel like I've known them at least since 1988 because I've had their first book, Rise Up Singing, on my shelf all these years, and have taken it to many singing groups and taking it camping with me and pulled it out when I've got family functions going on. So really, I feel like they are part of my family. Their new sequel to Rise Up Singing is Rise Again Songbook. It includes 1,200 new songs, and they've got some shows coming up. We're going to tell you a little bit about where you can see them, but how about if we hear another song, and then we'll do that little bit of business a little bit later.
Okay.
This is NHPR.
Well, so many people around the world love Pete Seeger and appreciate what he and Toshi Seeger have done. So we want to celebrate Pete and Toshi with a song here, Well May the World Go.
Well may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well may the world go when I'm far away. Well may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well may the world go when I'm far away. Well may the skiers turn, the swimmers churn, the lovers burn. Peace may the generals learn when I'm far away. Well may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well may the world go when I'm far away. Sweet may the fiddle sound, the banjo play, the old hoedown. Dancers swinging around and around when I'm far away. Well may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well may the world go when I'm far away. Fresh may the breezes blow, clear may the streams flow, blue above and green below when I'm far away. Oh, well may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well may the world go when I'm far away. Well may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well may the world go when I'm far away.
Well may the world go. From Annie Patterson and Peter Blood here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Shows that they've got coming up, not too close to us, but be looking for them. They'll be in Brooklyn on the 23rd, on the 24th, in Storrs, Connecticut. They'll visit Providence on the 25th, in Rochester, New York on the 30th, moving on to Ithaca for Halloween, the 31st, and then on to Philadelphia on November 1st. And if you want to find out where they are performing, you could always visit their website. It's riseupandsing.org. And has Rise Again Songbook hit the bookstores yet?
Oh, yeah. It's out. It's out and about. You can buy it at a bookstore. You can buy it on our website. However you want to get it. we're just happy to put it in your hands.
We strongly encourage you, if you know small bookstores, especially in music stores, to go to them. If they don't know about the book already, urge them. They can get them easily through Hal Leonard, who's our publisher.
We support small bookstores everywhere.
Well, I know I heard people singing along with you on the radio, and we do encourage everyone to sing along and check out the book. You'll want to add this to your music library.
Do you have time for one final word, Katie?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
I was just going to say, since we just did a Pete Seeger song, you know, a lot of musicians were really mentored and inspired by Pete Seeger. Pete and Toshi Speaker basically spent their whole life kind of giving of themselves to try and help people to make a better world. And so many people look up to them. Of course, many people have been trying to carry on their work. We started a new fund recently with some other musicians called the Carry It On Fund. It's going to be at carryiton.org, information about it. And basically, we hope that people will use music to help to create more caring and more hope in the world.
Carry on what Pete and Toshi believed in, too.
The new book is called Rise Again Songbook, the preface written by Pete Seeger, the foreword by Billy Bragg, and dedicated to Toshi Seeger and Pete Seeger. Thank you so much for taking the time to stop in.
Thank you for having us.
We wish you all the best. The time has flown. And please come back and see us again. You are welcome here anytime.
We'd love to.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
An All Things Considered story starts with the news.
Two women set to become the first female Army Rangers ever.
That day, we wanted to follow it with a conversation from a woman who was in the military.
So we just email everybody.
Whittle it down to one. We get her on the phone.
Welcome to the program, Sergeant Marquez.
Thank you very much, Audie.
I want to start just with your reaction.
There's more to every story on All Things Considered every afternoon.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Green Mountain Express, November 6th through 8th, the Vermont weekend of live music on board a chartered train with Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Sid Straw and friends, rootsontherails.com. And Service Credit Union, where no dream is too big and no idea is too small, offering business banking solutions sized to meet your needs. More at servicecu.org/business. And Memorial Hospital of North Conway, committed to supporting the community's health with services including its Matter of Balance Falls Prevention Program, memorialhospitalnh.org. This is NHPR.